Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. In Hebrew, these words of Moses are referred to as the Shema, which literally translates to hear or listen. And they served as the ancient Israelites' Nicene Creed equivalents, that whenever they gathered together for worship, they would say these words, hear Israel and listen. These words reminded them, first and foremost, of their forefathers who had come before them, who had heard these words for the first time from the aging servant of the Lord Moses as they stood on the rocky banks of the Jordan River and looked into the Promised Land. But we first have to back up a little bit. 40 years earlier, they had stood in this same spot, but their feet had been a little bit smaller at the time. They were kids when word came down from on high that because of the unfaithfulness of the previous generations, they would be turning around, not heading into the Promised Land after a months-long journey, but instead taking a 40-year sojourn back into the wilderness as consequence for fearing the enemy more than fearing the Lord. But now they were back. The Promised Land right ahead of them. And that aging servant of the Lord Moses was even more aged still after the 40 years of wandering, and yet he still had enough strength for more than a few words, which the church has called the second giving of the law, or in Greek, and probably more familiar to you, Deuteronomy. This Shema, this call to listen, was part of Moses' last sermon. A sermon to a people that had already proved themselves to be stiff-necked and hard-headed, more likely to follow falsehood off a cliff than follow the Lord into pleasant pastures. But now here they were, the Holy Land in their grasp. And these were the words that Moses chose for them to hear. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You have already proved yourself prone to worshiping false gods. But I'm here today to tell you that the Lord alone is God, and he does not share the stage. No, there are no lesser gods or greater gods. He alone has the power. He alone has the authority. He alone is to be worshipped. So listen. Listen to what he has to say. Don't stop hearing. Don't stop fearing. Don't stop obeying. And don't stop loving with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Because if you do, if you abandon the Lord for other gods, you will become just an ordinary people. And the Almighty and all-powerful God will become just one more deity in a whole pantheon of belief systems. So hear, O Israel, and listen. But this Shema, this millennia-old call to hear the word of the Lord, was not confined to the banks of the Jordan River or the sand of the tabernacle, the stones of the temple, or even the dimly lit synagogues that were spread throughout the countrysides. No, they have made their way through time and eternity to the other side of the world, to the 21st century, to these four walls that surround us this morning, and still those words echo. Hear, O Israel. Hear, people of God. Hear, members of faith. And listen. You are not much different than those who have come before you. We too have proven ourselves very quick to worship foreign gods, but not gods made of clay or wood or stone, but gods like comfort and leisure, gods like activities and occupations, gods who look a whole lot like us. But Moses is here today to tell us again that even though we might be surrounded by many gods in our culture, even finding ourselves pulled in those directions, there is only one God, one true God, and he does not share the stage. His portfolio is not shared by the rich and influential, the famous or the powerful. No, he alone is God. He alone has the power. He alone is majestic and mighty. And so he alone is to be worshipped. And so listen. Listen to what he has to say. Don't stop hearing. Don't stop fearing. Don't stop obeying. And don't stop loving with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Because if you do, you will become just another people, like the people that surround you, and your God will diminish to the point that he's just one more belief, one more thing to pay attention to, nothing of real significance. So listen and hear, O Israel. Sobering words, aren't they? Sobering and yet also serious. Did you hear the urgency? Did you hear the insistence in Moses' voice? You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of a mother who keeps finding her son playing in the road. Many times she's scolded him, and for a little while he'd come back onto the lawn, but slowly, ever so slowly, the grass, ironically, is greener in the road. And there he goes to play. And she goes back out and says, What's going on? I told you, stay in the yard. And he protests. Nothing's going to happen. There's no cars coming. But she knows better. With every infraction of her rule, her tone becomes sharper. Her voice gets higher. And her words get more frantic. Why? Because she likes staying upset? No. Because she understands what's at stake. That one of these times, a car is going to be coming. And she's going to be stuck watching the road, unable to do anything if the worst should happen. And so what motivates her words? It's not anger. It's not frustration. It's love. Love motivates those words, just as love motivated God's words given through Moses. That's what the Shema, the hear and listen, is all about. It's love. God wants you to listen because he loves you. God wants your undivided attention because he loves you. God wants you to take his word and impress them on your children, to talk about them at home or on the road, to make them so prominent in your life, it's as if they're plastered on your door and written on your foreheads and your hands, because he knows the alternative. He knows what happens if the car comes. He knows what happens if you abandon him. You'll follow every other teaching of this world to death's cliff, and the almighty and all-powerful God will become nothing more than just another teaching, just another mundane part of existence to be ignored and never given a second thought. And so hear, O Israel, and listen. And that's why we're here. That's why we exist, not only as a church, but as a church body, so that we might be the Israel that hears. As members of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod and Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church, we have a hearing heritage. We have been entrusted with a legacy of listening to what the Lord has to say and learning who our Savior God is. And in this way, God's Shema, the Hear, O Israel, it built this place. From everything to the furniture you see up in front here at church, you see the font and the altar and the pulpit, which are symbols of baptism, Lord's Supper, and the Word. To the four gospel stained glass windows that crown the sanctuary, to the crucifix that hangs in center position for every eye to see, to the worship folders that lead you through the service, to the church year that lets us celebrate not only the life of Christ, but also the life of the church, to the Bible class offerings that are held here at Faith week in and week out, even down to the historic emphasis on youth education, youth instruction, youth catechism. Everything boils back to hear, O Israel, and listen, so that you might know who your God is, what He's done, so you might follow His example and enjoy the blessings He intends for you as a Christian, through and through, who lives in the world but is not of the world, who is salt and light in a world of death and decay, who are children of God and heirs of eternal life. What a privilege this hearing heritage is. And it is that, a privilege. It's not a burden. Burdens come from coercion or uncomfortable circumstances. And at face value, maybe these words of God this morning are a bit uncomfortable. But we know better, because we understand the love, the Father-like love for us who are so often living in a road-like life. We know the truth. God didn't have to. God didn't have to give us His Word. God didn't have to give us His sacraments. God didn't have to give us this church or our history or our faith or even our Savior. But He did. The Almighty and all-powerful God from time and eternity decided that He was going to speak into this world that's full of stiff-necked and hard-headed, sinful humanity and give us the words of eternal life, commands that are not burdensome but are full of blessing. This is the God that chose to speak to you, to give His Word to you, and He continually calls out to you to hear and to listen so that you might have the pleasure of partaking in these blessings, the pleasure of hearing His Word, the pleasure of getting to know your Savior better, and the pleasure of passing it on to the next generation. And so, my dear friends, don't forsake your hearing heritage. And don't take the legacy of listening and learning for granted. Because as by virtue of being here at Faith this morning, whether it's just for today and this moment, or you'll be here for years to come, you have been brought into something that is bigger than yourselves. Something that includes men, women, and children that to our perception are just decaying bones in the ground and at most are yellowing black and white photographs on the mantle. And yet these are the men, women, and children that God too called by name, that God too used to pass this heritage down to you, that God too loves to this very day. By God's grace, these men, women, and children of old heard what the Lord had to say, and they built this place. Not just this church building, not just our church, Faith Lutheran, not even just our church body, but the whole history of Christianity. Because God decided that it would be through his people that he'd work, that it'd be through his people that he'd love, and that it'd be through his people that he'd raise up generation after generation of Christians, which leads us to today, to this place, to this group of believers. And once again, God calls out to you to carry on that hearing heritage, to impress the Lord's word on the children, whether it be at home through devotions, or in Sunday school, or in confirmation class. He calls to you today to talk about his word when you're at home, or when you're on the road, whether it be through Bible study at home, or audio Bible, or Christian music, whatever it might be on the road, there are options. He calls to you to pray to him, whether you are single, or you're with your children, or with your spouse. She loves to hear from you. He calls to you to let this word, this Christianity, be the thing that defines your identity, that influences your thinking and your living, so that you might love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, that you might love your neighbor as yourself, that you might pass this blessing down to the children after you, and so that we together might enjoy this heritage that does not end this side of heaven, but this heritage that lasts, a promised land that our Lord God has in store for us. And so hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Listen to him. Amen.